listening to PodcasterNews.com.
Hey there, race fans. Ben De La Vega here with your Drag World podcast for today, Tuesday, October 14th, 2006. Sorry, I had to play hooky yesterday, but I needed to get something very important done, and I did. Now, also something important that had to get done yesterday and did was the conclusion of the Universal Technical Institute IHRA World Finals at the Rock Rockingham Dragway. And yesterday, the world champs were finally crowned at the race. Matter of fact, your new Funny Car World Champ is Dale Creasy Jr., and Wyatt defeated Creasy. Jack White defeated Dale Creasy Jr. in the final to claim the Nitro Funny Car Championship for the race, not the World Championship. And all Dale Creasy Jr. had to do was not oil down the track in the finals, and the championship was going to be his. Now, keep in mind, every time you oil down the track, you get points taken away, and that's happened to him a couple times this season. So, when the final was run, Dale Creasy hit the red light and idled down the track while Jack White blasted to a second national event win of the season. And with that, let's see, for Funny Car, Jack Wyatt ran or won with a 584 at 167 after that Creasy red light. Now, aside from that, Top Fuel, Clay Milliken, of course, he won his 50th career Top Fuel final 3 weeks after clinching his sixth consecutive Torco Race and Fuels Pro Nitro Top Fuel World Championship in Buzz Creek, Maryland. But he won this 10 career Ironman at Rockingham yesterday when he defeated Rick Cooper in the final round. And let's see, Mark Thomas, Alcohol Funny Car, that's right, out of Ohio. He put the finishing touch on his championship weekend when he took out Paul Noakes to claim his Alcohol Funny Car Ironman yesterday. He also clinched his sixth career world championship in the class earlier during the event in round one when he beat Rob Atchison. And his closest competition in the points chase fell to Fred Teagues in the first round of eliminations. Now, aside from that, Pro Mod, Scotty Cannon, he took the championship, and let me tell you something, he was not the only one who made waves because Joshua Hernandez in round two hit a world record 5.99 elapsed time in Pro Mod at over 268 miles an hour. Now, Scotty Cannon ended his season on a positive note when he won. Really didn't think he could because he'd been a bridesmaid so many times, but not the bride, but this yesterday was to be a different story as he won. Matter of fact, he defeated Tommy DeBrill in the first round and then Danny Rowe in the quarterfinals, and then in the semifinals he beat Josh Hernandez, who ended up with the 16-something, got really bad and didn't run another five earlier or that afternoon. And then in the finals he met up with Ray Comiso, who hit a red light against him in the final round. So Scotty Cannon Jr.'s hot right now. And Pro Stock, it was John Montecalvo out of New York who won for his first time since winning the Spring Nationals at Rockingham in 2004. But he took home the World Championship this year and the Ironman Trophy when he knocked off Rob Mansfield in the final. He won with the 6:37 in the final round against Mansfield, who was shaking his tires real bad. Now, aside from that, let's see, in Top Dragster, it was Nick Folk who defeated Scott Duggins, both in the dragsters, 701 to a 676, losing 676. Top sportsman winner was Dwayne Sellis over Don Rudd and his Chevy Cavalier. And in quick rod, it was Troy Williams Jr. in his dragster who beat Patrick Forrester. And this one was weird because the winning time was a 1943 against Forrester's 1558. So I don't know what was going on there. Slow drags. Quick rod time. It was Troy Williams Jr. in his dragster who beat Patrick Forrester. Like I just said, I just read that twice. I'm sorry, I keep my notes right here. Super Rod, it was Steve Furr over Greg Slack. And Hot Rod Class, it was Kenneth Joswiak over Glenn Ferguson. And in Super Stock, it was Robbie Hudlow and his Olds Achieva to defeat Billy Lieber in his Chevy S10 pickup truck. Stock Class went to Robbie Hudlow and his Chevy Camaro over Gail Pinkston in a Chevy Camaro. and the ASL Survivor Top Dragster class. Steve Furrier took the win with a 673 at 181 to defeat Nick Folk in his dragster, who ran a 683 at 178. And that's going to be it of my 5 minutes for today. I thank you all for listening, and get everything ready for tomorrow's show. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to Drag World. See you tomorrow.